Friends, let's turn with me to Psalm 4. And to verse 2. And I read, O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after lazy? And friends, our topic for this morning is the true source of joy. The true source of joy. And I'll pray, and kick us in the free psalm, a 90 HMO Mielunu. Now, we are see, na Onipa Ma, Enko Sida Ben, and Namo Besisa, many more yam, Ako and Inguasim, and I say, or say him. Enko Sida Ben, and Namo, when Iba G and Emma and Hunim Pasoso. Na Enko Sida Ben. And this is one of the passages that shows the mercy of God, the patience of God, and the loving kindness of God to mankind. So, baby, you can share with your people, ne mobro hun, any little a woman in the past. Now, the entire of your people all can start with you. If he said Adam, Echo ye bonia, a man, ni bonia beside any penny man, any part junior a free at the papa so, any monia when you go home or the boy and a free so, I call if we are seeing a man, Efa at the papa Biema, I did or say ye and ever. Then you go home, all my engineer, a free Genesis, right from Genesis, a BC and then you can be a good home, a frame, say in free, say we are seeing him. This world is a doomed world. Come out of it and come to me. I'm the true source of life, the true source of joy. What you think is joy or happiness is never joy. It's never happiness. It leads to destruction. When you are saying, I'm going to say, Or no ni joy no ni gie no na ye papa uko fa ani gie wo ba bia enye ni gie papa na ni na wie ye no ebe ye ani nguasie na se hwe bia si nso a sa na akwako ye o yakopon asem o wa ke bia wo bible no no eni pa di adwene na people are living or believing in philosophies of men, what men think, the wisdom of men, not what God thinks. In most of the time, people will not say it with their mouth, but their life, even our pastors and our so-called prophets and apostles, the way they are preaching shows that they are neglecting the word of God. Because whatever God says we should do, they are doing a different thing. God says, worship me only on Sundays, the Lord's Day, the day Christ is resurrected. People say, no, we are Sabbatarians. We will worship on Saturday. God says, pray to me this way. People say, no, we go and stand at a park and clap our hands and pray. Or we pray the way we want to pray. And you can ask a waka to and never see that and wash at all. Ewa Bible mu who can be a wahose and neko see the ne shia a sumo yangupon. If you have to force it debi, if you know other than you say, yeah, dear, you better sum me meda. You better sum a fiada. Who shall be around in the car? Or so, a doubt but soon be I am famo. Sir Famo can you go on and share what the Bible mu, a da in shia in sumo. Any man be brave, ni pay ye. Say, Yakupon will say, if you are saying away upon somewhere, or into no temptations, or ho, a man be brave, or ni never say, Pony, I am Paso. I bet you may decide, Yaman, na, it is. And if I'm Penisa, and if I make up with D, I so full be a cheat, so on the work on tray, on the bed, so many things are going on, and it grieves the heart of God. Any Yakupon, ya, send the ma, a cosa, a bra, or nona, the true joy, you know, if you know. Now, let me talk a little bit about this Psalm 4. Psalm 4, or ye sons of men. Now, any people pray, I may always say, or can say, any power no more Catano, then go for you, say, a young man, no more David, na him at that time, no, say, na the princess, the money, I didn't know. Then, once a Ushupana, who will say, the real commentary. Or say sons of man, Toko Hebrew no ma, sons of man, enipa, emma. And here you're talking about Adam. Sons of man, the man means Adam. That is the Adam asifo. As ma okay no, Adam asifo. Ego si da ben, ena mo kobe teni meni mo nyamno into shape. And when you have ma David, Canada. Now the son of David, Canada, and also the sons of Adam, they just catch in na. A free Moses time, a free David time, no, it be seen there. Yeah, now what can I say? Say, Enko Sida Ben, and I have a tenny when you have a new Yamuno, as Macoya at the football. Then I am in the Yakupon, he told boy a baby, we are seeing now and say, Yamasumono, now of my energy is to glorify God and enjoy Him. That is our purpose in this world. He didn't create us to come and be making money or building mansions or anything. Okay, if this year die, it is to cast in them. Or see, ye mesumono. That is the purpose of our creation. It is what baby are seeing, not a quiet before soon and coupons. When you have a son, leave yourself by in an, it's a waste. You are wasting your life in this world. In the way, when you have a catch anything now. Now, Moses, I can say, Missy Moses, sorry, David, I can't say, that's the moon. That's what Gloria. Now you say on the glory, even though none of so I'm on the glory, then you are no hine or hin kasia, it's our glory. But okay, and yet no glory in the master and our cabin. So no fly no can't be glory, or can't upon glory. See David the cat glory or cat when you are any more yamwa. Tell me Ariana or cat or cat or can it the new yam or can you upon him yam. Please let's turn to Psalm 3. Yeah, yeah, turn to Psalm 3. Now yeah, share I give you. Psalm 3 verse 3. Or say, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. My glory. David name no cast any glory any on yampupon. It is yeah cast any monyam or nay yampupon nanny monyam. Nanuna a boy, a bra Adam, a quay bony nas quay bony. And no yampupon a tree a free moon. Said the opposite my sa any monyam no a view. Na sa and semino. So what yeah, I saw Yamupon, God is like saying, you that go on the neglect of God and his worship, mwa more than Yamupon at him at two. And he said you find a fast esmono at two. Na in contempt of the kingdom of Christ and his government, consider what you do. More and more than a couple of months to honor Yesu sooner than you now or the buyer, good at two channel. Jinu who ye, Jinu Adia who ye, and who ye. As though Oka said, I'm the true source of life. No other source can give you true joy. I am the true joy. Christ said, I am the vine. You can never, never get joy from anywhere unless you get it from God Himself. Now, when you tell to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, He said the same thing there. Or say, God created man upright. But man has turned to his own intentions. Nyakopon a boy ye. He said, oh no. Now, so Yenyakasa, that's a son. And no, Yenyay di Yaginsu. And near the son will be a use of philosophies. Would ye a sofa who preach you or TV soon in this world? Who say, oh, Mongasajani, and no more be pretty. For they go to Bible Krana, or go to Bible, no, I'm a Bible, not supposed to have someone or no orchid. The Yedin Yakopon Waker. And friends, it is a very, very serious thing. Very, very serious thing. You disgrace yourselves and you disgrace God. Who go, Makasa, any more? And who go, Yakupons, and Yakupons, and more? Now, if you are seeing the Medica Kayan, the highest state of man is to have relationship with God. Enipa said the word Bruce, red blue power, and it's only Yakupon, Tem Abaya Bako. Putting Yakupon, Tem Eja Bako. Now, we are seeing him in our position. That is why Christ said, if you gain the whole world, and you lose your soul, it doesn't profit you. So here, God is calling everyone. Friends, my prayer is that you understand this calling, and those who have not given their life completely to God should reconsider and turn to God, because that is the only way that you can have true joy. If you think you have joy because you have worldly possessions and you've achieved your worldly aspirations, it is a lie. You are living in sin. You are living in disgrace. Now, say, if David's words are for all of us, as you say, am I in idea? This is a genuine. Ubia, I give you a movie at him. Edward comes to see you when you are it is idolatry. Oh, soon bosom. See, I can see a soon bosom. I guess video when you get you or some one. Ubia, what did that I give you so? A scene when you are coupon. Ask them. I guess, oh, soon. Sakadi, and you are coupon. If you are coupon, he didn't train you canny or did he on the count. It means you have to seek for God. You have to make sure your sins are forgiven you. You are cleansed from your sins. You have a relationship with God. And then he will give you what you need in this world. The reason is that if you seek for those sins before seeking for God, there will be a snare. You can never, never find God. And this is what God is warning us. From time immemorial, Christ came to give the same warning. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. We are laboring. We are heavy laden. Sin is at our back. We are carrying our sins throughout this world. Christ said we should come unto him and he will deliver us from all this. And come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. His rest is the true rest. Any rest that you think you are having in this world, it is not true. And those who profane God's name, those who are using God's name to entertain people, to do all sorts of things, which is a very serious thing. Yesterday I was watching something on Ghana Web, and one of the prophets, so-called prophets in this country, a very well-known one, in the auditorium, he said he was transferring the prophetship of himself to his son. He being the prophet, now he's transferring that power to his son. And then he called his son to come and stand there and commanding certain things to go to the man. And as soon as he has done that, his son started speaking in tongues and prophesying to people. It's a joke. This is not how our prophets behave. Nobody can transfer his prophetship to his son. We have never seen it in the Bible anywhere. And a lot of people were there clapping their hands and shouting on the man. It is very sad. That is how our mentality has gone now. We have been living a lie. Because we have gone out of our Creator. And go and see the amount of money people were pouring on him. And the, like Pastor was saying last time, that there are people who are selling drum rods in this sun, carrying their babies at their back, and they send money to these people. You see, it is very, very sad. And that is the state we are now. It's because we've all given our life, the life that God gave us, we have put it aside and we are following this world. So people are profaning God's holy name. They are doing all sort of things. And God, because of his mercy and loving, and he said, how long will you love to do this? How long will you follow false prophets? How long will you follow a fallen and sinful and wicked world instead of turning to me that I have the true source of joy? Now let's see what God said when he was sending Jeremiah to the Israelites. I'll just read it to you because we don't have time to say. He said, hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked in vanity, and have become vain, and have brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof? But when ye entered, ye defiled my land and made thy inheritance an abomination. I say when you catch the Israel for say, what iniquity have your father, a dear boy now, have your fathers found in me? And they are gone far, and all my feet are echo far away. A dear boy, He said, I brought thee into a plentiful country. What you have been asking, tell me, kind. Say, ye mesun, now you enjoy it forever and ever. That's why in the Garden of Eden, everything was free for Adam and Eve until they disobeyed God. God has given us everything. Look at what he did to bring the people of Israel from slavery, and what he has done to save us from this slavery by sending his own son, Christ, to come and die a painful death so that we will come out of this sinful and wicked world and become his followers. And yet, we continue to go away. Then God says, wherefore, I will yet plead with you. He's pleading, says the Lord, and with your children. You see, he's pleading that we should come and be with him, under him, and truly enjoy him. And this is our sad state. Always running away from God. We are always running from God. We always want to be on our own. And we see it even in our own lives. Our children, when they are living with their parents, they want to go to where they can enjoy themselves, where nobody will control them. And even adults, people don't want God to control them. They want to control their own lives. They don't want to live by the principles of scriptures, the manual to life. They want to control their own lives. And where would it lead you to? If you are a blind person and nobody leads you, you fall into a pit. That is exactly what is happening to mankind now. Christ gave a similar example in the parable of the prodigal son. And Christ, he said these two things. They were very remarkable. You see, one is the freedom that this man, the young man who was living with the father, as we read in Luke, the freedom that he was enjoying, and then the freedom that he actually found. When he was living with the father, he thought he didn't have his freedom, so he wanted to go away of his father. And we all saw the freedom that he had, the kind of freedom that he had. Sir, Obeya, Okache, and Papa said, Onche Nemo, Miruna, Oman, and Edie, now Onko, Nonwa, Enko Tran, Enko Boni, Nibra. All Kono, who said, Baby, our Tino, or Papa Fiona, our Tino, be Bia, or Homano, and Nunye, Enye, or Kobe Bia, Hona Obeya, Ahuto, Akasa. Now, Utie, Parabona, use mine now, Edia Hutu, Kukunya. And that is exactly the picture for us now. We see this young man following the natural bend of his own heart. This young man, or Nokasana Kuma, and our old DHA. And then, with this parable, we see the portrait of all of us, all the natural men who were born in Adam. That is how we are. We are born into this world, we always seek our own hearts. We don't want to seek the heart of the one who has. But this is our likeness. We are naturally proud and self-willed. Ahamaswa ewe imu by nature. So kase, obi, emompaye, say yesu, majiwedi, pamboni chemia. People think it is too cheap. They think they must do something extra. They think the word of God, it's not enough. They need more revelations, more things. But what can you do as a human being? You are trapped. You are in bondage. The one who is coming to deliver you says, this is what you must do. Do this, and I will save you. Mankind says, no. We will do it in our own way. We will go to some mountains to pray. Even young children, sometimes when you meet them and you are asking them about salvation, what do you know about salvation? You ask them, how will they be saved? They say, I have to pray and I have to obey all God's commandments. And then I ask them, but can you obey all God's commandments? They say, no. So if you know, then how can you go to heaven? Then they are stuck. See, people have a mind of, we are proud, self-willed. We think that we must do things our own self. And really, we have no pleasure in relationship with God. We depart from God and go far, as the young man did. We don't want to be under God. We want to leave God's way and go far, far away. So we spend our time, our strength, our faculties, all what God has given us, our affections, on things that does not profit us. The meaning of the word vanity there is like vile. Is of less profit or of less use. The life that we lead, the life outside God, is a life that is not worth. Isaiah in chapter 53 verse 6 says, we all like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own. In not to say a ubiakoni baby, and a yeah, a shepherd na you didn't chimney, and yeah nam yeah. We all see it. People are talking about the war in Ukraine and the COVID and all those. It is not going to end. And yes, we're in a trap. It's going worse because we live in the doom world. It's going to be worse and worse and worse and worse. We can never, never get happiness in this world. If anybody tells you that there's any government that can come and make things better, it is not true. No human being on earth can make things better in this. It is only Christ. But that will be personal between you and him. He can never, never come and change the systems in this world, the political systems, the education systems. No. It is you changing your heart and being with him. And he said, even though thousands will fall by your right hand side, I will be with you. In the midst of all these things, God will be with us. I just say, oh, my young people, many say, oh, bit me about, if you are seeing more, what can I do? I am here, sing, can you know? And sister, she said, yeni ayi ni kati anuke mu a iwi ase no e sa ti se ya che ye be ni na no e ye worse and worse and worse e ma e papa bi o e ni yakobo fi free mu bra be me ye iwi ase ni ye iwi ase we no last day no be she no e ti free mu bra na wo free mu na ba me ho dia me ni tin agbo ho ba but we all like sheep have gone astray and we have turned everyone to his own. And if we look at this young boy condo, we see our natural heart. Spiritually, the boy was blind. So, what boy now after a bar? San Yan Shia Prabati, whom Munon, as soon as Munon, ye near the Fifra. You whom are the Timuno? The eyes of his understanding need to be opened. Now, boy, let's say you be an adjunct, and son of who said you were Tiano, a honey every year, as I say, or Tian. Now, you have to say the worst ignorance. Say, who named BB? I dear, who named more any year crown? And he said, who named more? And so, who named more? You will never be proud. So, who named more? Who named more? Who named many power here? Said they were come at here. Who named more? So, now, Obia or one year power, and Obia, any year free is soon about time. Somebody who has been born again. He is the one who has the true light. And my prayer is that God will open our eyes to know this. And for those who have not turned to God sincerely from their heart, those who have not committed all their lives to Christ, will do so from today. I'm sure all of you know about this prodigal son's parable. That parable here, I can't say, I'm saying, Obia Tida. But he never can change. Now, officer, I want to hear no. And yet, when I say a man into your baby, no quite so who no money. And you might be brave, my favorite enough, or that a more be a boom, the money be an old DB. Now, that is how God also showed us how this young man spent all his property and then he was reduced to need. And this describes our common life. In Nam, Sanya, sin is our master now. Bonina Tifiano, 8 years old. And the servant of sin found out sooner that it would cost him a lot. Sin is what has blinded us, that we don't see where we are. We don't see the glory of God that God has given us. And we are seeing other things. Uncompetitive people are never really happy. So we are all who can see the energy of one. Anybody of the say Omuska into your money, deep down they are not happy. So call Oma Brabon Catapabon say, Ombre Winsan, we are happy over for Winsan. Obia, Oska, who now so was sat down over Unabontia, which is an energy, and then the crack. Omuka on them, or Miss Uni and Idiapa. Obi also are, or Nibi, but over Yakupon. Or no more come to Mos Mose, and no crowd who are on the offer. Only a cancer or war and idea, on all the true happiness. And it's all beer, with the mechanic, or no monsa, who cannot only be a bad woman, no monsa, no book, Cassam, who came from no more Germany, who just say an idea. Or Koda, a little channel panel, if you be hangover, those who have drunk alcohol before, you will know what it means to have a hangover. After that happiness, you know, you go and see the person in his room, you can't even get up, you can't eat, you can't do anything. The effects of the alcohol. So you can see that what you think is happiness is not true happiness, it's just temporary. But the side effects, the ever better channel, a sustain there and sign up on me, and again, I would just say, what young brow or TBA about. And that is how our life has been. The same thing with our young people. Obey to our say, or Nenya to say, obey any Pakasia, and I say, obey Jessica. Obia, which is super full. So, call Quran school, that's all more your careers there. You see them. You see the kind of blessing they bring the children. We person who are a lawyer, we person who are a doctor, we person who are an engineer, we who be a one or two be, say they want to be pastors. Nobody is thinking about God. They are thinking of worldly things. And that is what the devil has put in our hearts. That is what he did to Adam and Eve, and it has extended to all of us. It is clear that this boy's idea of freedom, that is what so many people think about it today. That freedom is being on their own to do what they want and nobody controlling them. It's just like the boy was saying that if I could just go where I want to go and do what I want to do, to go and come back as I please, that nobody controls me and not have to answer to anyone, if I could just let my passions have their failing and satisfy myself whenever I like and not be under my law or any rules. That is what the boy thinks, that if he can get all these things on his own without anybody, then it will be a very nice life. He can be his own boss, he will answer to no one, and it will be a great world for him to think by living like that. But really, it is just like a sheep going astray from their shepherd. Anybody can attack them and there will be nobody to defend. The same thing. Even chicken, you see that when they have their kids around them, they all come under the wing. The moment you come out of the wing, that bird will come and take you away. The same thing with our lives. If you lead your life without God, the devil easily gets you. And he gets you deeper and deeper into this world, then it becomes very difficult for you to come out. So look at what the boy said. In a way, he said, "Father, you know that soon I'm going to be of age. You've already told me that when I come of age, you will give me a share of your property. But I want it now. Give me the share that belongs to me and let me take it now." That's exactly what the boy told his father. He said, "Papa, to see how you say, and to be an enemy. Once what catch him, he said, 'O near my own, go back to your mommy.' And to see how the person demands to see how. So, obviously, the father will be surprised and he will think that, so do you think, really think that you don't have freedom now? Which is a half, you know, who near who talk? Papa never did this afternoon. Oh, Jana Manako, you know, a bear in Yavana Kumum, and so no, oh, Jana Man boy. The boy is determined. Papa no HSC 1 year with your office or yarn away. While now far, he will do worse things. So the father allowed him to go. Until we learn that he realized where he has gone. After he has squandered all the money and he was in need and he wasn't getting anybody to help him, and he ended up serving in a pig place and eating their food, and he had a high time in that country. Then he came to his senses. In the pit where he was suffering, that's what he found out, that there is a place that he has made. So if you read downstairs and you go to from verse 21, he says, and when he came to himself, when he came to his mind, he said, "How many high servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish here with hunger." And you understand that women have a fear, even as before, if you want to know, almost declare a tribute. I'm never seeing how much a common air gave me. Then he said, I'll go to my father and said, "I've sinned against heaven and before thee. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy high servants." Oh, I paid your castle, or make up a panel. Oh, okay, I said, "Papa, my boy, you are on your anyway, you to see how we stand back. Now, the men for me here, a baby, family, unkuan, back." But we read that, and when he arose and came to his father, but when he was a great far off, his father saw him and had compassion. The father saw him. ena unya ehumobro ema, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no longer worthy to be called thy son. Afede onwa kwa anu si afede enye okapano ebali nibiyo on fan bise na kwa na asemba kwa evidence or see, and when he came to himself, from the verse 21, when he came to himself, obi epishi or can be said or no uncle can say, and his money, when his money got finished, he had to sell his clothes in order to eat. He took off his shoes and sold them. Then he took off his coat and sold that. Then he took off his shirt and sold that. And then he came to himself. Even though that's what the real meaning is, that now he realized, that is what you call about repentance. But God does that to us too, so that he will put us in a problem for you to now know where this world is taking you to. And that's what happened to the boy. After he had suffered so much, now he realized that he's nobody, he was naked. He had to come to the boy. And our Lord is saying that no one who is in rebellion is ever himself. You have never known yourself. You are living in a dream. You are living in a world of fantasy and on reality. Now the boy began to see himself. You see, now he sought for the freedom that he had longed for, the freedom that he had before he went away. Now he realized that that is the true freedom. Now he knows that he is the least free of all people. Where he was living, he saw that he was the one who didn't have freedom at all, because he was living with pigs. Not even living with men again. The room he rented, the rent had accrued, he wouldn't pay. He was not living with pigs, as compared to living with your father. So you see, he saw the reality of his own life, the life that he was living with the father, and the life that he was living outside that. So suddenly he realized that his being true for a long time was not true. What he thought was true was not true. His freedom was a lie. And that is exactly what the Bible is saying. Vanity or vice or living, they all mean a lie. The life we are leading in this world is a life of lies. That was his first realization. That he had no freedom at all. The boy saw that life not based on his father is a life of lies. A life of no freedom. And that is what we are. Life outside God, no matter how we see it, is not a life of freedom. It's a life of vanity. A life that will lead us to nowhere. And then the second thing is that he sat among the pigs in their pig street, in where the pigs had realized. He realized that all the things that he once had, he had gotten from his father. I said, who said, and near man now or one hour debugging and in on your finish about. And the same thing with us. All our faculties, our affections, our strength, our intelligence that God has given us is from him. And it's not for us to go and squander them anywhere. It is to be with him, for him to use it, to glorify him. That's what the boy saw, that all the things he had gotten were from his father. His possessions, his money, his clothes, his food, his drink, even his very body. The passion that he has, all of them, he got it from his father. And they've all been taken away from him. Now, he was living on the capital of another person, who would not treat you as your father was treating you. In our case, we have only two fathers. If we go outside of our father, our creator, our source of life, who is our father again? It is Satan. We have only two fathers. If you are not under God, you are in the pocket of Satan. And that's what happened to the boy. He left his father and he was in the pocket of a very cruel man who put him in where he was rearing his pig. And now the third thing that hit him is that he realized that everything he now wanted, even what he needed, was to be found only in the father's house. Adebakunso boy who any say be bia wo hia be mo na ni agbia no say e wo ni papa no. The same thing with us. yesi be hu se afane ani ba gi wo wi ati mu no agi se de ho ma nyakopon te ye no nyakopon ne nam se de ho boy and now he read that everything that he wanted was with the father and he read that he could never fulfill his dreams where he was and when he still has his health and his justice. You see, there's no way that any one of us can achieve whatever we want in sincerity, in truth, outside God. That's why I say, see first the kingdom of God. See first and let him guide you. And then, because what you think is good for you may not be good for you, may be bad for you. It is only God who created you, who knows what he brought you into this world. So without him, you can never achieve anything. And the things that he wanted and needed were in the Father's house. Now he yearned for food, he was hungry, but the only place that he knew food was in abundance was in the Father's house. When even servants were eating and throwing some away. Now he yearned for his friends. When he was with the Father, he had so many friends and his companionship, those who were living around him. Now he was all alone and no one gave him anything. Nobody helped him. You see, compare that to when he was living with the Father. The only chance that he could think of was to go back to his Father. Now he had nowhere to go than to turn on his Father. And like I said earlier on, God sometimes does that to us. He did the same thing to the Israelites when they were going from Egypt. When they came by the Red Sea was in front of them, the army was behind them. They had nowhere to go. So when you are like that, where do you turn to? You can only turn to God. Because when they approached Moses, Moses said, you just stand still and see what the Lord will do. Because they had nowhere to turn to. And that is how we are. If you go, you go and go and go and you get to a place that we have nowhere to turn to, you have to turn to your God. But we thank God we have a God who is merciful, who is full of loving kindness, always ready to help us. Like this boy's father did. That is so. He said, Father, I have come back to be thy servant. You see what he said? I've come back to be that servant. He realized that he had lost the right to sonship. So he now sort of saying that I'm coming as a servant. He said, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your high servants. See, now he reasoned that even the high servant in his father's house had something to eat, and they had more to throw away. They are better off than him at that moment. The servants now were better than him in so many ways. Now he has to go back. That is what came into his hand. But let's look at verse 22 and 24. But it says, but the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and make merry. For this son was dead, and now he's alive again. He was lost and is found. And then they began to make merry. See the joy of the father. When the boy was thinking of coming to be a servant, the father rather said, no. Bring all these things, let's have a party for him. Because I see him that he was dead and he has come back to life. He was lost and he has been found. And that is how we are with God. Somebody said that even this, the title, we all know the parable to be, the title will be the prodigal son. But one Bible preacher said, it should have been the waiting father. You see, the emphasis is on the boy. We all talk about the prodigal son and what the boy did. We don't talk about what the father did, which is the most important thing, the waiting hand of the father. The father was all the time he was thinking about the son. Now the son was coming, but he was waiting for him. He had compassion. Before even he got to him to even speak, he had compassion. He rather came forward to welcome him and then he kissed him. And that's what God does to us. He said, not until he calls, we can't come. He is so compassionate with us. That is why he's pleading. He's always pleading from Genesis to Revelation. Wherever you go, you see the pleading of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ is the theme of the Bible, and his word is repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. We are in this world, all we can do is to have our sins forgiven us and then build our relationship with God. And this is exactly the picture that we are seeing this morning. The son came and the father was waiting. He was ready to receive him. Even if the son had been patient and waited a bit and allowed his father to work on his purposes, he could have brought him into the full enjoyment of the liberty that he sought. You see, the father is always the father. God is always our father. He's our God. He's full of loving kindness. He always wants to welcome us back to himself. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, he says, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. That is what I said. That is why Christ came into this world. He came into this world that through him we shall be reconciled unto him. Talking about reconciliation, it means we were apart. We were set apart. If we were together with God, there would be no need for reconciliation. It means we were separated from God. Or see, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. Or see, Onyankopon enam Yesu so, edie etaba Onyankopon hobi. That means, not edie Onyankopon tematiti. Sekali enjam di tiyan, yanka on oma Yesu embasa odie etaba Onyankopon te. It, you know, it shows that we are always welcome in the heart of God. God is a compassionate God. But friends, let me also tell you that there will come to a time that all these things will cease. And for so forever and ever. A bedroom may be a friend of Yakupon who show a bay juma. It's in our Oyam of Chess Amayan. A free Moses time. A free Noah's time. Sodom and Gomorrah. He has been warning people and warning people and warning, and the warning continues up to today. When we hear the message today, it is still the warning coming to you that if you have been giving your life to God sincerely, not just coming to church, sincerely from your heart, repenting of your sins, and then coming to Christ. If you haven't done that, this is the time. There will be a time that it will be too late to come. And when we have come saying, Father, we are not worthy to be your sons. We don't deserve your love and your mercy. God will not even let you finish speaking. Just like what happened to the boy. And then God will himself come and welcome you. Because it's, as we read earlier on, angels enjoy when one sinner repents. It's a great thing for one sinner to repent. We were telling somebody yesterday, but you say you are performing miracles. What is the greatest miracle? The greatest miracle is for somebody who is a sinner to turn into a saint. A sinner becoming a saint. It is not pushing people down and saying you are healing people while you are there. That's not the miracle that Christ said. When Christ said you will do greater works, people are saying that the greater works is pushing people down and performing magic and all those things. It is not true. The greater work we are doing is what we are doing now, preaching the gospel for people who have run away from God to come back to God and enjoy him. When God is living in you, what do you fear? When the Holy Spirit is living in you, dwelling in you, what do you fear? Do you fear demons? No! You don't fear anything. So the most important thing is to come back to your Creator, where you have your source of power and then you have your source of joy. He is the true source of joy. Any joy that you can think of in this world, it is not true. Let's come to him, like the boy said. Like, I've blown it. The boy said he has blown all the money that was given to him. I've messed up my life. I don't know how to straighten it out. But you know it, because you are my source of life. You are the one who knows. So I can only come to you. I can commit my life unto you and beg that you will pardon and forgive me and make me your servant. And like he said, the Father is always ready. God is always ready. That is why he sent his only begotten son. Then let's think of what God has done to let your own son go and go through this suffering and die for people who are rebels against you. It's a serious thing. Let's think about it. And if we haven't given our life to Christ, let it be today. Once you are alive, once you are not dead. Solomon said, remember your Creator in your youthful day before the bad days come. There will be bad days coming. There will be a day that you can't do all these things. This is the time. Give your life to him. Commit your life to him. Ask him to forgive you. And he will, because he has promised that when you come, I will give you rest.